We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome in to a jam-packed edition tonight of Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network from our home away from home, the official hangout for Beaver Nation, Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis, and indeed jam-packed, very busy and exciting show, a little bit different than usual. And normally on Tuesday nights during the basketball season, we welcome both head coaches, Scott Ruick and Wayne Tinkle. Coach Tinkle will be here in the second half of the show to talk about this past weekend, the trip ahead to the Mountain Schools. But we have a real treat tonight in the form of three Oregon State women's basketball players will be joining us. In fact, let's give a round of applause for Taya Corsdale, Aaliyah Goodman, and Maddie Washington, who are right here. And we'll get a chance to visit with each of them as we go tonight here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We appreciate you joining us. We've got tickets to give away to a big gymnastics meet, as well as women's basketball tickets for the weekend, as the women coming off a sweep in the state of Washington, bouncing back after a rare defeat to win two big ones on the road up north, hosting the Mountain Schools at Gill Coliseum Friday and Sunday while the men travel to the Mountain Schools. It's a beautiful, we've had a great day. It's a pleasant evening. We're glad you've joined us. We've got a lot to get to, so we'll come back. I'm not sure. They're debating amongst themselves who goes first, so we'll find out here in a moment. It'll either be Aaliyah, Maddie, or Taya, and we know Wayne is coming a little bit later. It's great to have you all with us. Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
with Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Ashley, I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch, wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavers!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch. Throws to Stephen Thompson Jr. Picks up the dribble. Gets it into the middle of Trace. Comes inside. Lays it in. It counts. He's fouled.
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single game tickets are available now starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Can't get a shot off and the ball's knocked out of her hands, but she knocks it back out to Slocum. Now left-hand corner, Pivik, a three ball, and she hits it. Michaela Pivik with a clutch three-pointer after the play was almost a turnover, and now the Beavs up seven again, 19-12.
We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. That's the voice of Ron Callen, Oregon State women's basketball play-by-play. I take it that that must have come from I didn't hear the whole, but 19-12 had to be the Sunday game because I think it was 100-12, it felt like, in the first half of the other game on Friday. Not quite, but the Oregon State women's basketball team knocking off Washington, leading at the end of one, 30-8. When I turned it on, it was 44-13. The Beavers go on to defeat Washington 86-39. Come back to defeat Washington State 52-35 to sweep the weekend to go to 17-3. And one of the leaders and starters who helped make it happen, please join me in welcoming Maddie Washington for the first time to Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network. Maddie, good evening. Welcome to the show. Great to have you here with your teammates who we'll get to talk to in a few minutes. But congratulations. That sounds like a heck of a weekend as part of a great season and career for you at Oregon State. What was it like to be up there and sweep those games this weekend?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It was great. You know, it was both games were a great team win. Everybody contributed, so it was fun on the road.
Maddie, tell me a little bit, part of what we do, we want to talk about the games this season and so on, but your own story, we were just talking before we went on the air about the powerhouse programs that you're from in Las Vegas, Bishop Gorman High School. She played in three state championship games, came up a little short in those championship games, but three straight years in title games. The boys team has won seven consecutive state championships at Bishop Gorman. So basketball is a big deal there. Tell us a little bit about the culture of hoop you grew up in Vegas.
Of course. So at Bishop Gorman, of course, we strive, you know, athletics is a big thing there, but also academics is a bigger thing there. Mm-hmm. So it was always, you were always a student athlete, but they definitely push you on and off the court to be a better person.
How did you end up then from Bishop Gorman in Vegas to become a Beaver? We've got a shortstop everybody remembers, Caden Grenier out of Bishop Gorman, helping to lead the Beavers to the national championship. So they're good in baseball, too, but and football, as we well know. But how did your journey bring you from there to here?
It's actually crazy. Some of my family has actually went to Oregon State, my great-grandma and my great-grandpa, so I have a little bit of family ties here. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when they found out Oregon State was recruiting me, they were rooting all the way for Oregon State.
Did you know about that growing up? I mean, were you aware of their heritage here?
You know, I heard about it every now and then. Of course, they bring it up, their alma mater. But then, of course, when they start recruiting their great-granddaughter, oh, you heard about it.
You really had no choice at that point, probably.
Exactly.
So how? But you did have a choice and choices. So you'd made the choice to come here. What were some of the things that you observed from afar down in Vegas about what was going on here?
You know, you see on TV, it's truly a family atmosphere. If someone falls on the ground, everybody's rushing over there to pick them up. Everybody's cheering for each other, good or bad, you know. And you see that, and that's rare in programs. And, of course, that caught not only myself but my family's, you know, attention watching that from back home.
You know, we did a podcast this week. It'll be uploaded tomorrow with Shamar Smith, whom you evidently know and are friends with. But Shamar, an inside linebacker getting ready for his senior year, I said, hey, we're going to have Maddie and Taya and Aaliyah on the show tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. And what he said I thought was very astute, just as a fellow student athlete at Oregon State. He said, she's really bided her time, he said of you. And she's waited for the opportunity to really get a chance in this great program to be a starter, to step in and play an increasing role each year. How do you feel about that, Maddie? I mean, do you feel like Shamar's right about that in terms of watching your development and growth here, that that indeed your time is now?
Yes. So, of course, you have to be patient. You come in. You're learning everything. You're learning the new system, the coaching staff. You're filling out the school. So, of course, it was a bit of a struggle in the beginning. And then sophomore year, you start to get a little bit of a hang. And then junior year, it's like, all right, it's time to step it up. You're almost out of here, so you got to either get it together. It's now or never.
But you've been part of not only waiting for your time, you've played three positions essentially here since you've gotten here. And so that's required some growth and adaptability, too. Tell us about just sort of how your own position on the floor, in your role, how it's evolved in your career here.
Exactly. Scott and I have just talked about I need to be exactly what this team needs, whether that's the center, a power forward, or the three. So whatever this team needs, whether it's some rebounds, some defense, whatever they need, I'm here for it.
You've been playing. When you play the five, are you back to you? One of the articles I read says it's kind of back to what you were doing at Bishop Gorman. Does it feel kind of like back in your roots?
Right. It feels like I'm back in high school, but just with 6'8 girls everywhere.
You hold your own, though. What's the key if you're playing 6'7, 6'8 people and you're 6'1? How do you, you know, what do you have to do to make sure that that doesn't become a huge disadvantage?
It demands toughness. You have to be tough. You can't, there's not a time to be weak. You have to be strong. So that's the biggest thing.
And how's the process going? I mean, I've watched enough games to know that you feel comfortable getting the ball in the low block. You can create your own shot from there. But you also have plenty of teammates to get the ball to, which is a skill that you have. So tell us a little bit about how it all works together when you're playing the five.
Of course. So when I'm playing a five, it's easy to create your own when you have amazing three-point shooters out there on the perimeter. So, of course, you know, everybody's going to space out, and you have to be able to score on your own. But I wouldn't be able to do it without the people out there with me.
The development of the low post game, I mean, I feel as though, and certainly you guys know it far better than I do, I'm with the men and travel with the men. We'll be heading to the mountain schools. But when I get a chance to watch you and read and observe, a lot of things were said, well, trying to replace the last, you know, the fives the program has had in Ruth and in Marie, that was going to be, quote, a question mark for this team this year. Do you feel like you and others that you guys have answered that pretty well, or do you feel like there's still some growth to be made as this season goes?
Of course, there's always room to grow, but I definitely feel like the fives have definitely stepped up, and we're starting our own legacy, you know, adding on to what was created from before. So there is room for improvement, but I feel like we're doing pretty good.
As you come home to the Mountain Schools, we'll let you go in a minute. We'll talk to one of your teammates here in just a second. How much fun have you been having being part of this program, this culture, out of Vegas, into Corvallis and Oregon State? I mean, Shamar had to admit today in our podcast, he said, yeah, I like it, but the weather gets to me from time to time. I don't know. How have you made that full adjustment, and what's the experience been like here?
Of course. So I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, right. And I've been in the desert all my life, and it's nice to get some water. It's nice to get a fall, but it's definitely great. You know, I like change. I like the different atmosphere. It's different up here. People are genuine. It's a small, intimate place, and I love it.
What's ahead this weekend and the challenge? I mean, every weekend it's tough in this league. You guys handle business impressively against the Washington schools. Colorado, dangerous. Utah's having a heck of a year. So what do you guys have to do to make sure you take care of the home court again this weekend?
I think we just have to, as a team, we have to play tough. We have to stand our ground. You know, we have to play together. When we play together, it's amazing to watch.
The last thing for Maddie, then we're going to bring up one of her teammates next with Wayne Tinkle still to come. One of the things it says in your bio, this is a big swing and it's a big goal, but Trevor has it in the media guide that says you aspire to be, at some point in your life, the advertising director for Nike. Now, that's a big goal, but it's attainable, I would imagine, with the drive. And how did you get that kind of goal and vision in mind?
So I love advertising. You know, I love trying to figure out ways how to get you to buy that basketball right there. So,
I might.
You're right. Yeah. It's a great, you have the Beaver logo, one of a kind, you know.
How much? I'm ready to deal with you right now.
I'll give you a sale.
Okay, thank you.
It's just, I've always been into advertising, and of course I love Nike. You know, you grow up wearing it from high school to college. So, you know, why not do both? Have your dream job.
Excellent. Well, we believe you're on a good path for it, and appreciate, Maddie, you taking time. It's great to meet you, to have you on the show. Let's hear it from Maddie Washington, helping the Beavers rise to 7-1 and 17-3. It's either Taya or Aaliyah next as we continue from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
What's better than an old-fashioned barbershop? At The Barbers, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk in with our oversized barber chairs, relaxing shoulder massage, hot lather neck shaves, and the best barbers in the industry. Each one of our 32 locally owned barbershops is open 7 days a week and features flat-screen TVs, free popcorn and soda, and all-you-can-watch sports, all for a fantastic price. For your next cut, visit The Barbers, proudly supporting youth and college athletics. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts. Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
So if that answers all your questions about your new cloud storage, would you like to hear about our voiceover internet systems?
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, well done. You see what Tim did there? He came around her left flank here, outlined the solution clearly here and here, and then the handshake here.
Can you not say flank?
Good call. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do you enjoy a challenge that allows you to help others on a world-class team with the best training in the country? then maybe you should consider a career at Pacific Office Automation, the largest independent dealer of office technology in North America. We're looking for motivated people to join our fast-growing team across 8 Western states, where we offer strong benefits, growth opportunities, and competitive compensation. Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to apply online. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Can they make it 12 or 13? McWilliams out on top. Gets it to Michaela. Michaela drives through the paint. Now left-hand corner, Corsdale, a three-pointer. He's good! Big three-pointer by Taya Corsdale. And the Beavs take a 46-33 lead.
We welcome you back in. That had to be from the Sunday game. Again, just, you know, by my tremendous deductive powers, I don't think it was ever 46-33 in the game on Friday. So as we welcome you back in, I said we're going to hear a highlight, Taya, that you were involved with, and then you've got to explain exactly what happened on the play. Now, having heard Ron Callen's call, and that made the score 46-33, no pressure here. But first of all, let's welcome Taya Corsdale. Sophomore from Bothell High School, Johnny Hecker country, which we'll get to here in a moment. You remember that shot, Tam?
I actually don't.
It's okay because you're getting back to play defense, right?
Yes.
You don't have time to dwell on those things.
Right.
Well, anyway, that made it 46-33, but no surprise that the ball went in and you guys got a sweep this weekend. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. We had a chance to meet Maddie for the first time here. It's same here with you. What's your career, your experience been like? Coming out of Bothell, not too far from here, unlike Maddie, who came from Vegas. So you were a Northwest person growing up. What about your decision to come to Oregon State and what it's been like so far?
Yeah, for me, it was just the family atmosphere. I mean, and it wasn't too far away from home. And I had a good relationship with all the coaches. And so I love the community here. I love Beaver Nation. I love everything about it.
How about the game that you guys had on Friday? For you, it's a homecoming of sorts. Well, I don't know. Did you have a lot of people at Alaska Airlines? Heck, yeah, they must have had a heck of a time enjoying that game.
Yeah, I had to get like 20 tickets for that game. It's always good to play at UW. I grew up watching UW games, and then to be on the opposing side playing against UW was pretty cool.
And tell us about just how locked in you all must have been in that game. I mean, to lead 30-8 at the end of one. What happened? I mean, that just doesn't happen in this league. What did you guys do?
So, I mean, that was coming off of the ASU game. Yeah. So I think we kind of had a chip on our shoulder, and we knew that we just had to execute and just be really dialed in on defense.
Taya Corsdale, our guest, Coach Tinkle, in the second half of the show will join us. We'll also be visiting with Aaliyah Goodman. The person that goes first ends up getting more time, and then the clock starts moving in. Tell me a little bit about your decision to come here. I mean, you mentioned a little bit about your feel before. Did Michaela Pivick and her, I don't know if you had any relationship with her, but clearly there have been very good players from the state of Washington that came. Did Michaela's experience affect you at all?
So, yeah, growing up, I played against Michaela in high school, AAU, that type of things. And when she committed, she was just telling me about, like, what she liked about Oregon State, and that kind of got me a little more interested. And then just seeing her here excelling, I was really proud of her. And I was like, whoa, that looks really fun. So I asked her for advice, you know.
Taya, tell us a little bit about your own role. I mean, you played an important role a year ago, but it's even stepped up more in terms of what's being asked of you, required of you in year two. What's the growth been like from one season to this? And just your own sense of how you're supposed to play within the system at both ends of the court.
Yeah, it was tough at first, you know, being a freshman. But I think just every game I just try to get better. And I have really good teammates who help set me up for success. And I try to help set them up for success the best I can. And, yeah.
You know, Aaliyah will talk to us here about this in a moment. In fact, that moment's coming because we got to get to the second half of the show, too. But she talks about not only, I mean, you're a threat to shoot the deep ball, as we heard. You can put it on the floor. You can score in a variety of ways. But Aaliyah says you're one of the best passers she's ever been around. So how much pride do you take in that part of your game?
Like I mentioned, I really like to set my teammates up for success. And everybody can score on our team. So I have no problem trusting that they'll do good things when they get the ball.
Final thing, Tay, and we'll welcome Aaliyah before we get Coach Tinkle up. You guys had a rare stumble at home. I mean, it was a great game, but it was a rare defeat. You said you came out with a chip on your shoulder in Seattle. You finished the sweep. Now you're coming home again. Is there any way that a loss, as painful as it was, can kind of re-energize and galvanize everybody again to the task ahead?
I mean, all we can do is learn from it and just go forward, and then the next time we play them, we just know what we need to do.
Okay, I said Johnny Hecker would come up. She had never heard of Johnny Hecker until tonight. She's from Bothell High School and had never heard. Now, there's people out there that can't believe it. Having just informed you that there's a Bothell High School graduate in the Super Bowl, she was undecided. We need to help her decide. Who are you going to pull for? Rams or the Patriots? Johnny punts for the Rams, by the way.
I'll go with the Rams.
Good decision. Bothell High School has been very, very good to Oregon State Athletics. Johnny Hecker, Taya Corsdale. Taya, congratulations on all your great success. It's a real pleasure to watch you and your teammates play. Thanks for taking time for
us. Thank you for having me.
Taya Corsdale, our guest. Aaliyah Goodman on deck with Coach Tinkle to follow. Thanks for joining us. Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, it counts, he's fouled!
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. Easily track multiple games at once with Xfinity X1. Find everything faster with the X1 voice remote. And stream even more on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Just the 2 gallons of milk? That'll be $5.55.
I think I've got cash for this.
I can't accept this. A $0 bill? Really?
The mythical $0 bill. Thanks to Pacific Source Health Plans, there's now a use for it. Because Pacific Source Health Plans offer $0 copays on preventive prescription drugs, meaning the only copay you'll have is, well, no copay at all. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Online at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Gets the ball out between the circles. Hands off to Slocum. Back to Goodman. Goes inside. Puts it off the glass and good. A clutch drive down the baseline by Aaliyah Goodman. And the Beavs are up 21-12. 5:26 to go in the first half.
We welcome you back in. That's a call from Ron Callen on Aaliyah Goodman, showing the versatility in her game with a driving bucket there against Washington State after hitting four threes in that remarkable start for the Beavs in the first quarter, a 30-8 lead. As we wrap things up with our trio of Oregon State women's basketball players, we've enjoyed visiting with Maddie Washington, Taya Corsdale. Please join me in welcoming Aaliyah Goodman to Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk. Aaliyah, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How fun was it Friday in particular to go out and hit four straight and you guys score 30 and end up winning that thing 86-39?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think on the defensive end, we really stepped up, and that kind of helped our offense. It made it easier that we were getting stops on defense.
Aaliyah, tell me a little bit. I'm going to put you on the spot, but about the two teammates you came with here tonight, just thoughts about being a teammate of Maddie Washington and Taya Corsdale.
Yeah, I mean, I love all my teammates, but Maddie and Taya are two very fun people to play with. They're even better people off the court. Maddie makes it easy as a guard, just having her inside, that inside presence. She's huge for us on the defensive end and on offense. She's able to create her own shot. And then Taya, she's one of the most versatile fours I've ever played with, being able to shoot the three like she's a guard, dribble like she's a guard, and then also go inside. So those two are a lot of fun to play with.
And one of the things I mentioned, too, is that you said of Taya, she's one of the best passers you've ever seen. All of you, you're unselfish players, but there are probably certain players that maybe even have that extra sense of where to go with the ball. Is she one of those players?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one thing that's definitely improved, or we've seen a lot more this year, is just her ability to give Joe and Trish especially the ball exactly right where they need it, and her passing ability is really amazing.
Aaliyah Goodman joining us just a few minutes with Aaliyah. Wayne Tinkle on deck. Some baseball folks are here tonight. I see Bryce Fumble back there too. We've got Jake Mulholland back here. So this is obviously the place to be, Buffalo Wild Wings here on Northwest 9th Street. The place to be this weekend, of course, will be Gill Coliseum. You've got two big games at home, Friday and Sunday. What are your thoughts about coming back home with how you took care of business on the road, Aaliyah?
Yeah, we're really excited. Obviously, we kind of left Gill with a little sour taste in our mouths. So going on the road, getting two wins was really important for us. But we have two great teams coming in this weekend, and we're excited to be home, be back at Gill, and have our family surrounding us.
Tell me a little bit about your own game and what you've worked on in this, your second year in the program. I mean, the outside shooting has been just at times absolutely phenomenal. Your whole team shoots it well. How do you feel about where that dimension of your game is and just other areas? We heard your driving bucket Sunday against Washington State. What else have you been working on in your own game?
Yeah, I think I definitely see the biggest change in just everything has slowed down for me. Defensively and offensively, everything's just a completely different pace than last year. I really tried to work on my defense. That was one thing Scott really harped on when I first got here, is you need to play defense because it's a completely different level here. Yeah. So that's something that I've really focused on. And then just taking care of the ball on offense and making sure my team and everyone's on the same page.
A three-time 5A player of the year at LaSalle High School, two state championships at LaSalle for Aaliyah Goodman. Aaliyah, tell us a little bit about, as you were doing all of that, you were at the same time being recruited at a very high level, looking at the Oregon State program. What were some of the things that led you to stay pretty close to home?
Yeah, obviously having my family right up the road was really important. I'm really close to my family, my sisters. And so that's one thing that was great for me, to be able to stay close. And then obviously just the family atmosphere that surrounds our program and surrounds all the athletics at Oregon State, and just the culture that's here and that Scott has really built.
Aaliyah, by the way, Aaliyah's sister Tori just graduated from Grand Canyon University and is here tonight. Nice to meet you too, and congratulations on working to get that degree down in Phoenix. Final thing, Aaliyah, and that is your own aspirations. One of the things I've come across in a story about you is that you hope to play professionally, play the game as long as you can, but do you also have a bit of a mind and heart towards coaching the game of basketball at some point?
Yeah, I definitely want to be a coach. I would like to stay at the college level, be an assistant coach. I love basketball, so just being able to stay around the game as long as possible.
Last thing, and that is this. Beaver Nation here in good numbers tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings, and have come out in unbelievable fashion through these great years, the tremendous run for Oregon State women's hoops. When you see Gill Friday, Sunday, Colorado, Utah, with the fans, the young people on the court after the games, tell us how special that is, what that all has meant to you and your teammates.
Yeah, Beaver Nation is huge for us. We go on the road, and we've been to a lot of places, and there's nothing like Beaver Nation, that's for sure. Just what you guys bring to our games is truly amazing. You guys help us a lot, and more than you think, you really bring that energy and help us win.
Let's hear. That's a good note to end on with Aaliyah Goodman, Taya Corsdale, Maddie Washington. Thanks to all of you for being here.
Good luck
this weekend, Aaliyah.
Thanks for
joining us. Wayne Tinkle on deck as we continue from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Trace to the dribble along the wing, picks up his dribble, needs help, and finds Steven with 7 on the shot clock, with 6, lobs at the rim for Kelly in a two-hand dunk. Steven Thompson Jr. to Kelly, making himself available behind the zone, and a big basket for the Beavs to pull within 8 at 15-7. We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. The Beavers getting ready for a trip to the Mountain Schools, an opportunity to get one back, maybe two tough challenges, no question. But to talk about that as well as this past weekend, please join me in welcoming Oregon State men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, coach.
Good to be with you, buddy.
Good to be with you, too. An impressive trio of young players for the women's basketball team. I know we're all in this together, but Taya Corsdale, Maddie Washington, Aaliyah Goodman, these programs are all about the student athletes, their growth, their development, and those are three great examples right there.
Oh, yeah, not only great players, but more importantly, great kids. They do a great job being super ambassadors for the women's program and for Oregon State University as a whole.
Coach, I know that we just heard a lob, and I said, against the back of the zone, a nice play, Stevie finding Kyler for a dunk. You guys, that was one of the the runs you were able to get on after falling behind that hole early against Washington. You pushed it back, you stayed in touch really until the last 3 or 4 minutes with enough good action. But it was tough. That start was tough after the big win Thursday. I know it didn't start the way you wanted to on Saturday.
No, certainly. And that's the first time that we really struggled out of the gate. You know, 7-0, called a timeout, then 11-0. And then it was like just playing catch up. But we did some really good things to get it going offensively, but we didn't do enough defensively. And I think we carried the frustration over. And we talked about it at practice and film on Monday, where it just seemed like we got to where we were just focused on our guy. I'm going to do my job on my guy. And we forgot about help defense and where to hedge. And it carried over, you know, offensively. We didn't have the synchronicity in our zone offense. And that's why, you know, we didn't get the looks that we normally get against that zone. And they did a really nice job at the start of keeping it out of the high post. So then, you know, we knew, okay, if they're going to take that away, they're going to be vulnerable in the short corners. But we turned it over so many times that we got back on our heels, and we were afraid, you know, to make those passes. And we drew up an out-of-bounds play in the second half, and it worked perfectly for a lob right in front of the rim to Kyler, but we were afraid to throw the pass because we had so many turnovers. And so we got a little bit apprehensive and timid, which, you know, we hadn't seen, especially in league.
We visited our local show earlier today with a longtime basketball observer, coach, excellent coach at Seton Hall for so many years, long run in the NBA, P.J. Carlissimo. One of the things P.J. pointed to was he felt the ball, he said, normally, he said, against the zone, the ball moves, and you guys are so good at movement and high assist numbers. But he said even Ethan and Stevie at times, the ball would get there and stop for a half a tick and kind of took you out of your rhythm. Is that accurate? I mean, is he right about that?
Yeah, but there's a reason why. They're so good at stunting to passing lanes or jumping in the passing lanes that you get a little timid, you know, and you can't let it knock you back. You know, if you see a gap, you know, we're supposed to drive it and collapse, make two guys guard one. And we just kind of, when we passed, it was almost panic passing. We were holding the ball because we thought we were, you know, going to turn it over. And we just didn't play with the same aggression and freedom that we normally do, especially against zones. Now, that zone's different, and I'll tell you this. I saw every one of their conference games and some of their non-league games. That was the best they've defended anybody. I mean, the hardest that they played, the most active they'd been, you know, and still we gave ourselves a chance to get back in it if we just would have defended the way we typically defend. And you know, we went, I think, 17 straight games. Nobody shot 50% against us. We were fourth in the country in defensive two-point field goal percentage. And then both teams this weekend shot over 50. Now, Washington State, they made a lot of Christers. They made some tough shots. But our turnovers that led to layups and dunks, that's what really jacked up Washington's stats.
Now, speaking of the Washington State game, though, I mean, the fluidity and movement on offense to score 52 points in the first half, score 90 again on them, Coach, I mean, I don't know what your thoughts were about how that whole 40 minutes played, but your guys stayed at a pretty high level offensively, particularly, though, the first 20 was a thing of beauty.
You know, we came out ready to go. We were really sharing the ball, attacking. We had good inside-out balance, you know, and carried it over. By and large, you know, we made some substitutions, and we were resting some guys in the second half, but didn't, you know, I think we relaxed a little bit defensively, but credit Washington State. They made some tough shots. I mean, we did a great job on Ellaby in the first half, and then I think he scored 12 in a row on his own in the second half. But, you know, 90 points, especially 52 in the first half, 23 assists. We had three guys with 20 or more points. You know, really, really a nice job. And then we got some contributions from some others, which is what we need moving forward. We've got to have some of these other guys step up to help take some of the pressure off of, you know, the big guns.
One of the guys that, at least against Washington State, and one of the plays we heard even against Washington, the lob to Kyler Kelly and giving you something, you know, inside. Do you still feel like there's an area of growth with Kyler, with Big G, with Warren? I mean, guys, a presence in the post that can help kind of loosen things up
have
on
to.
The outside.
We have to, and we got after the bigs today. You know, we've been saying it, you know, and yet they don't post as hard as they should, and if we do throw it in there, boom, they play hot potato and kick it out right away. We've got to get them to get some baskets down there so that, they can collapse the defense, especially against that zone. Against that zone, they were pressuring out so much against in the Washington game. We were one-on-one in there, but we weren't making ourselves available, you know, and it was almost, you know, almost like we just, I think we're trying to run away from the ball a little bit instead of demanding that thing.
We will take a break and come back with Coach Tinkle and visit a little bit about the challenge ahead this weekend. As PJ said, Coach Carlesimo said, the Beavers can beat anybody they play when they take the floor, and I know that's a conviction and belief that this man has, that the team needs to take with him and know that they've done some good things on the road this year, because these are big challenges coming up in Boulder and Salt Lake City. We'll talk about that. We're glad you've joined us. Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for being here on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, it counts, he's fouled!
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Every Saturday on Pac-12 Network, we've got you covered for men's hoops. Start your Saturdays with our live basketball pregame show, getting you set up before tip-off with a comprehensive rundown of the day's action. Then after the final buzzer, keep it locked on Pac-12 Network for Pac-12 Final Score, highlighting all the big plays, big blocks, and big dunks.
The Horn wins it!
Pac-12 Network is your one-stop shop for all things men's hoops every Saturday, all season long.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun, I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Since 1924, Flavor Pack has been committed to bringing you all the wholesome nutrition nature offers right from our own backyard. More than 200 Northwest farmer families are committed to providing the finest fruits and vegetables to your table while caring for the land and resources Oregonians are proud of. You can rest assured Flavor Pack is as high quality as it gets. Farm to freezer in under 4 hours. Flavor Pack, Northwest grown for over 90 years.
Stevie down the lane, floats up a runner and scores it. Stevie with 15. Tough shot with the shot clock winding down. Beavers have scored four in their first two possessions. Within 13 at 44-31, 18-20 to play. We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings, and I could sense early on that play, and it felt like, Coach, in the second half, offensively, as we've talked about, you had a lot of good things going. You had a good offensive second half. But to win that game, you had to get a few more stops mixed in.
No, yeah, for sure. We just didn't guard like we were supposed to. And that we've really been good defensively and have been getting better and better. I think a big part of it was carrying the frustration from the offensive side down to the defensive end. But, you know, we made a couple adjustments. We were supposed to, the last 10 minutes of the first half, try to expose them in the short corners. And we talked about our guys were a little bit afraid to throw it there. So Coach Rupp, you know, he said, why don't we try pinning in Big G, spreading out their wings, and sneaking Trace along the baseline on that short corner. We got it there for some in and outs. Trace, I think, shot maybe 10 free throws in the second half, scored a couple. And then that what that did was made them constrict their zone. And, you know, Stevie just kind of went wild. And, you know, as he does, you know, he'll take some tough ones, but make some tough ones. And thank goodness he did, and that got us to where we were, you know, within reach a little bit. I know they stretched it out, but then we cut it to 10, and we just couldn't get that stop or two in a row to get it to 6 and 5 to where maybe then they panic a little bit.
As this league, as the season, we head towards the turn, and we'll be at the end of the first half of the conference race at the end of this weekend. Now, Washington is good. I mean, they played very well. There's no question. They come to this state and get a sweep. That's not easy to do. But in terms of the opportunity still out there for you, for a lot of teams, Utah's now at 5-2. It still has a feel, even with due respect to Washington, that there's a lot of people, yourselves included, in the regular season, but particularly in Vegas, that can contend for this thing.
Oh, certainly. There's a long way to go. You know, and even though they're undefeated, they've only got a two-game lead on some clubs. So I believe, you know, they've got some tough teams ahead of them. They've had a favorable start, you know, as a couple of other teams have too. So it'll all shake out here. You know, the one thing we've got to do is we've got to go try to make up for that home loss on the road this weekend and get some momentum going. And then things really, you know, look pretty good for us, especially, you know, that we'll have played 5 of our 9 on the road after this week. A lot of home cooking in the second half for us. So we're in good shape. We've got to go get something done this week, but then we feel good about our chances. And really the big thing is trying to continue to build, get your team confident, playing well, stay healthy, and peak in the tournament. Yeah. Is this year more than any other with the way things are. So a lot to be playing for, and our guys are still very confident. They know that we're just this close to making it all click at the same time.
At the trip this weekend, every trip in this league has its inherent challenges. This one, you're dealing with a lot of different issues, including the altitude, you know, time change and altitude. And so how have you strategized the best way, in your view, to go about, you know, trying to get yourself ready for Colorado first, then Salt Lake City and Utah on Saturday?
Well, yeah, you know, and then you gotta look at flight schedules. It's, you know, you can either get there early afternoon or really late. And so we're going to go early tomorrow morning, practice here. We do that before most road trips, practice here. And then you get the travel. You know, by the time you get up to Portland, 2 hours, you sit there for an hour and a half. Then you take the 2.5-hour flight, get your luggage. Then it's about a 50-minute to an hour bus ride up to Boulder. You know, your guys are going to be worn out. So it'll be good to get the practice out of the way. They'll be nice and focused. We'll get back to the hotel tomorrow night, have a good meal and film session. And then get them going and shoot around a little bit the day of the game to kind of get them used to the altitude. We won't make mention of the altitude. We never have all the years we've traveled to states like that. And, you know, I think if you bring it up, then, you know, they start thinking about it. If you know, the one thing I'm cognizant of is trying to get guys maybe an earlier break than normal. So if we sub a guy out with maybe 11 or 10 minutes to go in the half, maybe we get him out with 14 or 13 because it's that first burst. And then once you catch your breath, get some water, get back in there, really you don't notice it. So that's going to be the plan. We've been working on Colorado's sets both yesterday and today, which usually we just do 2 days before that game. So the guys will be prepped, and you know, it's a great opportunity. Now, they play really well at home. I mean, they were down to Washington only by 3 with just a few minutes to go a couple weeks back. So they're playing well there. They've only lost a game or two at home, and we know it's a challenge, but I know our guys, you know, remember our performance against them here last year, and they'll be confident heading into that one.
And they just came back from a road trip where they beat Cal and led Stanford by 12. Now, the Cardinal turned that thing around late, but that tells you enough about, I mean, they're playing better basketball here of late.
No, they are. And, you know, they missed McKinley right there for a couple. They've had some injuries. I know DeLeon Brown, I think that maybe some academic issues. The other right, Raymond Wright, is out with a foot injury, we think, for the rest of the year. So they've got some young guys that are starting to get confident, and that makes them dangerous. And I know at home, again, they play at a different pace. They shoot it at a different clip. So it's going to be a nice challenge for our guys.
And what about, you know, when you talk about health of, you know, a couple of their guys, your own son who's played at such a high level, that ankle, you've had to find the right way and the right approach. Do you feel like maybe progress, can we measure it in terms of getting a little better day by day, or are there setbacks here and there in that process?
Well, I think I made a mistake last week of trying to get him to practice, and he was really hobbling into where I was subbing him out every couple of possessions, and then the second half of practice on Tuesday, I said, just sit out, and then we tried it again on Wednesday. Same thing, and you know, he wasn't so bad against Washington State, but I think it caught up to him maybe a little bit Saturday. So this week, I just said, forget it. Just do rehab and treatment yesterday and today. We'll see how he feels tomorrow morning. It would be nice to get him up and down a little bit before Thursday, but the only way he can get that thing healed up is if he stays off of it And it's hard to do. You know, he wants to be there. He hates sitting out of practices and watching his teammates get after it. But I had to put my foot down a little bit. And so hopefully he's better this week than last week. And I just, it can't be a deal where now it carries out until March. We one way or another, if he's got to miss a game or two, we got to get him back to 100%.
Yeah, and then those ankle sprains can be tricky. He's played very well through it. As we hear the music, we're down to our last 30 seconds or so, Coach. I'm excited to see you guys have handled the road. You've had some challenges out there. It's some big ones this weekend, but your guys should go in with some confidence.
Hey, we're tested on the road. We've had some success on the road. You know, the Arizona trip, I think, was a little intimidating for a few of the new guys, but we'll be ready to go. It should be a great week for us.
Thank you, Coach, for being here.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Go Beavs.
Let's hear it for head coach Wayne Tinkle. Our thanks to Aaliyah, Taya, and Maddie. We'll see you all at Gill this weekend.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, beer, sports. And by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.